What we were noticing is all the analysis about whether or not state and local aid is needed has been hinging on the revenue side of the ledger. And so we really wanted to highlight that the revenue side is just one kind of side of a budget, and really no attention has kind of been paid robustly on the spending side and getting a really clear and robust evaluation of the full needs tied to COVID. And we know in the piece that assessing need entails some kind of subjective decision-making about, you know, what do we constitute a COVID-related expenditure? And what is the kind of time horizon? Are we only kind of thinking of need in terms of immediate kind of emergencies? Are we thinking about kind of long-term, some of the long-term consequences of COVID and needing to combat that? And so we think that the $350 billion is absolutely needed. And I think for us, the question was, do we have the right metrics to even evaluate whether this is sufficient?
Mm. You know, one argument that Republicans are making here is that there's still unspent money for this purpose from the CARES Act that passed last year. Is that true? And if so, where is that money?
Right. So what we noted in this is we think this is kind of a false narrative that's being perpetuated because of some data reporting issues. So at the federal level, the Treasury Department is kind of only collecting information on how state and local governments have spent the money. So in other words, they're only capturing money that's gone out the door right now, but they're not taking into account kind of what state or local governments have planned to spend that money on. And so kind of in many cases, the money has, at the local or state level, there's already a plan to spend the money. It might not have technically happened at this point, but that doesn't mean the money isn't needed or planned for a use.
Well, one thing the two of you point to is the aftermath of the Great Recession is kind of a cautionary tale about what happens if we don't do enough for state and local governments. Can you remind us what happened there?
Yeah, so we had a massive financial crisis in 2008, and the kind of fiscal, one thing that I think is important when we're thinking about the current moment is with the last recession, the kind of depth of the impact on local governments' budgets lagged many years after the formal recession ended. And so kind of one lesson to me is that the fiscal impacts of a crisis can often last much longer than the economic downturn. And so we should be kind of mindful about that in the current moment and when we're thinking and evaluating whether aid is sufficient. And then kind of one of the big lessons from the last recession is that federal aid programs that were created to combat the Great Recession, they kind of ended early. So they ended when it looked like when there were some economic indicators that to suggest that, okay, there's economic recovery happening. And what researchers have now found is that ending the federal programs early ended up kind of being a drag down on the economy and dragged out recovery longer. And so kind of one of the lessons of the Great Recession was don't end federal programs early.